Hey y'all, thanks for joining us for another episode of Sneedcast, where this time around, we'll get to talk to Tiffany Green, founder of Dylanades. She's going to be giving us a behind-the-scenes look at what it was like to start Dylanades, some of the challenges that she's come across, some of her biggest accomplishments, and what it's like to add Sneedjet technology to her workflow. So your customer success story was actually the first one that I read about and wrote about, so, you know, really happy about this. But I kind of just want to get to know, like, you know, tell us a little bit about Dylanades. Like, how did it all get started?
All right. Well, Dylanades, of course, is we're a beverage company. We make freshly squeezed lemonades, and we bottle them up, and we infuse them with fresh fruit. So there's no artificial ingredients and no preservatives, and all our stuff is done deli. And we deliver within 24 hours to all of our locations since we don't have any preservatives or anything. We have to get the product out really quickly. Dylanades started in 2020, but that's not actually when I actually started making lemonade. So I started doing lemonades, iced teas, and cupcakes about a little over 15 years. So it was just a hustle. It was the ways that I made money on the weekends or Fridays and Saturdays. I would drive throughout the city of Philadelphia, and I would sell product to like different barbershops and hair salons and other businesses in the area. And it kept me going for many, many years. And then I stopped for about 5 years, and I started doing real estate. And then during the pandemic, me and my son, we talked about it, building the business back up and actually taking it from a hustle to turning it into like a legal entity. And that's what we did. So it used to be called Fruity Girl. And then I changed it over to Dylanades. My son's name is Dylan. So that's where the whole Dylan come in. And he worked with me from time to time. So in 2020, I decided to turn into a business. I designed the logo. I designed the bottles, my labels, all that stuff. And we just start going. We start doing pop-ups. We did home deliveries, which was different because before I would ride to the businesses. But during the pandemic, you weren't able to do any of that stuff. So we did more home deliveries. Then we did pop-ups. And then I attracted like the likes of some celebrities such as like Master P. And then he put us on his platform. When he put us on his platform, then we were able to ship our product all around the USA. And then we started doing bigger events like the Flower Show, Dover Park. We did a pop-up at the supermarket. And then we landed shelf space. It was in 7 supermarkets, ShopRite supermarket, Fresh Grocer supermarket here. And then we're also in some other stores throughout our city that sells fresh products as well. And then we have a kiosk at 30th Street. Then we have a kiosk at the mall in Cherry Hill. And then we're going into airports in probably like the next 30 days to Philadelphia Airport. So we've been growing. It's been going because it's only been a couple years now, but it's been moving at a very fast speed.
Right. No, I can definitely see that. And then I actually saw your episode on Master P. What did you think when you first got the call, or how did you feel?
It was exciting because what I did was I had sent out some sample products, and I sent it out months ago, probably like in July or in end of July, maybe beginning of August. And I didn't get a call from him till like October. So it was like totally out of the blue. I didn't even think that he was going to call. And so we introduced him to the product. He talked about it. He flew us to his house. We did a press tour because, you know, he promoted our product. And then when he would go on to different shows, he would talk about our product. And then here at home, by him promoting us, I was able to get press at home that talked about the product. So it helped us a lot.
So you talk about how Master P kind of helped you, like, we didn't market a little bit and get yourself out there into the press.
So
but how were you marketing before?
And just riding
like, what were you saying
and,
your biggest effort for?
Social media stuff here and there, but we weren't pushing it as much.
And then we all know that, like, you know, your first sale is kind of like the biggest one or the one that's more memorable. Do you remember your first sale, like with your son?
And I don't remember the first sale, but I remember our first pop-up. But I don't remember our first sale. It was cool because it was actually a restaurant that allowed us to set up a display in front of their facility. And we sold lemonade to their customers. So that was the first time I me testing the market. And also, when I first started doing the whole process of the lemonade and iced tea, I used to use a mix. Now it's freshly squeezed. So it was able to give me like a opportunity to test the product because it was a different product. And it worked out well.
What would you say the biggest challenges in the beginning? Like starting off? Like when you started Fruity Girl compared to now with Dylanades?
I say the difference now is I have a staff, so I have employees that actually work for me. I'm not doing a lot of the work, and just what would be my biggest thing now? I think that the biggest challenge now is being on shelves with a product that has such a limited shelf life. I think that would be it, because before it was just a hustle. So once I sell it to you, I'm gone.
Right.
Now it's a little bit different because I'm actually delivering product and we're putting product on shelves. So if there is any returns or any issues, things like that, I have to address those. Whereas before, you know, once you purchase something, you go on with the wind. So that's the biggest challenge that we have right now is a short shelf life.
Right. And then I know that you guys have product in New York, Philadelphia.
Yet. Not yet. We're still
but are you guys
to,
starting
like,
to export
much,
like out of
like,
those states
those
or out of those areas?
Into other markets.
Not yet. Okay. What would you say some moments of defeat are? Because, I mean, obviously you guys are growing, like, at such a great rate. But what would you say some challenges are or, you know, like, some disheartening moments?
It's just more so, like, short shelf life and still deciding whether or not I want to invest into more equipment or do I want to find a co-packer. That's really, like, my biggest challenge right now is deciding on in-house or outside. That's our biggest challenge.
What would you say you're doing to, like, overcome those challenges?
I'm just still weighing it out, man. It's those are the challenges that I'm faced with every day. So just still weighing it out, talking to different companies that make equipment, talking to different co-packers just to see like which one really makes sense for the direction that we're going into. Mm-hmm. So I'm working towards it every day, but I haven't finalized anything.
What would you say it's like working with Dylan? Like since he is your partner on all of this?
By him being a child, he's still able to be molded.
Right.
So it's pretty good, and it's very exciting for me to be able to teach him how to operate a business at such a young age.
Right.
And to show him how it is to actually build a business from scratch and turn it into a successful business. So that part is very exciting. I think it's exciting for him to really see and be there step by step. And then I still allow him to be a kid, so I don't fully put all of that responsibility on him. You know, when he's available to work and be a part of it, I keep him there. But other than that, if he got basketball or school, those things are more important than what I'm trying to teach him now.
Mm-hmm. What would you say his favorite part of the business is so far?
I would say he likes actually making the lemonade. Oh, yeah, he likes to be in the production more than actually out in the field doing sales.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he likes production more.
Would you say that you come from like a family of entrepreneurs or is it something that you're like?
Yeah, my father he always had his own business out of my family. So yeah, just pretty much with him. Everybody else pretty much worked for other companies, but my father was an entrepreneur, still is.
What would you say that your biggest accomplishment or something that both of you guys cherish like so far in the business?
The response and stuff. And it's a product that's been well liked by different people like his school and friends and just strangers. I think that part of seeing the growth and just seeing the response that people give when they taste the product, which lets us know like it's a universal product. It's not just a product made specifically for one genre of people. It's for everybody. So I think that's the most exciting part, to see their reviews and their responses.
No, it definitely seems like you guys are bringing a community together. So it's really nice to see. Let me see. Okay. So we know that you have some of our Sneed coding tools.
Actually, I think I saw you.
But
I saw
you
guys at the trade show,
like,
the
Pet
Expo show. I was walking by,
or...
but I was already looking for a company that had printers that we could use to put our dates on our bottles, and that was the system that was affordable for us at the time,
right.
And it worked out well. But yeah, I met them at the trade show.
What would you say has worked about our technology for you guys so far? Or how has it helped you guys?
Well, it helped us because now we're on shelves, so we have to have the dates on our bottles. So it keeps us looking. It keeps us competing with the other bigger companies who have those capabilities to have the machines that can do the coding and things like that. So being able to use the system that I purchased from you guys that was affordable, it allowed us to still be competitive with other companies on shelves. So if you see our bottle next to someone else's, we look just as official. So it doesn't look like a small business on a shelf. We look like we're a main business like all the other competitors. So it definitely helps with presentation and branding.
In terms of like, before you started using our technology, were you applying dates or were you applying any kind of information by hand?
Yeah, we were using like stickers to put the dates on. So we were doing it individually. Yeah.
Okay, so from the beginning until now, how many flavors do you guys actually have? Or like, what do you guys have in the works?
So we have six flavors. We have original lemonade. We have pineapple lemonade. We have peach lemonade. We have tropical lemonade. We have strawberry. And we also have berry berry. So we have six flavors. And our most popular flavors are strawberry, berry berry, tropical, pineapple, peach. And original is not at the top. It's actually at the bottom. Strawberry and berry berry are our top flavors.
And where did you say that people could find Delinades? Like at the moment, you guys are only East Coast?
Mm-hmm. We're on the East Coast right now. But if they're on our website, Delinades, www.delinades.com, you can go there and it'll show you exactly where our product is. We have a product map so that way people can just click on the map and see where we're located.
Right. What would you say the next steps are for the company? Like, where do you guys see yourself in like 5 to 10 years?
Well, right now we're working on, right now we're going into the Philadelphia airport here. So that should be good. And that's going to give us like an idea which way we want to go. Because right now we're still testing the market, although we're growing, to see what works and see what doesn't work. So whether or not we're going to continue to keep like our little satellite locations, or are we going to strictly just go to becoming a, you know, direct to business and just dealing straight with businesses. So right now we're just kind of like filling everything out. But I would say ultimately in the next 5 years, we'll have our house. My plan is to house our product in a warmer climate because that'll help us be more year round. And it'll also help us with like the agriculture and things like that, since we use fresh fruit, and it'll keep our costs down. So I would say like in the next 5 years, we should be in a southern state producing our lemonade. And then that way we'll be able to ship around the world, but we'll be housed somewhere where it's warm.
Yeah, no, definitely looking forward to that. So coming from like an entrepreneur background, what kind of advice would you give to anyone that's kind of hesitating to start their own business or wanting to take those steps, but just aren't too sure?
It's a lot of hard work, man. It's a lot of determination, a lot of perseverance. You're not going to be motivated every day. So this is not something that you follow based on motivation. It's more so about discipline and not giving up, because like I said, it's going to be days where you just don't want to do it, especially coming in as a small business without having a lot of funding, not having a lot of experience, and learning as you grow. That's a completely different experience when you're learning as you're going along, especially when the business is moving at a faster pace than what you anticipated. So I would say to find an outlet, because you're going to need an outlet to relieve stress and to not give up. Yeah, you got to stick with it. Even those days you don't feel like getting up. Like, it's days where I have to do deliveries sometimes. I don't want to get up 5, 6 in the morning to do deliveries, but I do it. I don't have a choice. You know, some days where we have product, if I have a kiosk and we have a fresh product, some weekends we're left with juices. Some weekends we didn't make enough. So those are things that you still learn as you're going along. But you just got to deal with it as part of business, gaining stores, losing stores. All of that stuff. You just got to just keep going with it and believe in your product, and don't allow nobody else to tell you that it's not going to work.
Okay. You talked about how like starting off as a small business, it can be kind of rough in the beginning, like especially if you have limited funding. Is there any kind of like resources or any kind of like grants that you've received like since you started Delinades?
No, you know, we received one grant. Yeah, we received one grant last year for $25,000. So that was good, because that money went towards a truck. And that was pretty much probably I think the bank gave us like $1,500. I think I received a couple grants, but they do help. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely do help. We didn't receive a lot of grants, but because our business was actually started during the pandemic. We didn't receive a lot of grants. But the two that we did receive definitely did help us.
Mm-hmm. That $25,000 grant, how did you guys come across that one, if you don't mind me asking?
We submitted to it. It was some guys in the city where I'm from, who have their own business, and they were giving money to different businesses to help them. And we submitted to it, and they approved us. We won the grant. Yeah.
Is there anything that you would like to add, like just personally from Delinades, or anything that you feel like I missed?
No, I think you tapped on to, everything. I think you did a good job. I think you tapped on to everything. I don't have any comments. I think it was good.
Okay. In that case, Thank you so, so much for your time. You know, it was such a pleasure to speak to you. Again, you were the first case story or success story that I ever got to write about. So it's nice to actually get to talk to you.
No problem. If you guys need anything, just let me know. Sorry, I got the earpiece. I don't have a, you know, old school. I got to keep this one. The other one, they don't work for me.
That's okay.
But if you miss out on anything and you need to call me back, just call me and I'll answer whatever questions you have.
Alrighty. Thank you so much, Tiffany.
You're welcome.
That was it for this episode of Sneedcast. Thank you so much for watching. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, and hit that notification bell to stay up to date with all of our great content. We'll see you guys next time.